It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Welcome in, everybody. Tom Abraham Show. Thursday in the doghouse. That's where we're already to Thursday. Big, big show today. Big news today. My goodness, I mean, it's my duty covering Tom's show. It's my duty. I have to give you guys the news. I'm sure you guys know already. It's something very important. Since 1998, we've been waiting for news this great. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you absolutely know what I'm talking about. Baker Mayfield won the AP Player of the Year. Oh, God, I know. I had 51 of 56 first place votes. This award was created in 1998. And no other team has produced more than two winners. Okay? And then Oklahoma now has four. I know that was on your mind, and you were saying, Antonio, look, I know you know this because you're an Oklahoma fan and a Baker Mayfield fan. I know this, but you have to make sure the other listeners know. I got you, informed listener. I'm with you. Wait, that's not the 1998 news you were talking about? That's not it? You didn't? Oh, okay. I know what you meant. 1998, the last time Tennessee won a championship. I got you. Tennessee does have a new head football coach. That's right. Jeremy Pruitt is your guy. So how do we think about that? What do we think? Alabama fans, first and foremost. Tennessee fans, I know how you're reacting. I've been looking at your reactions and responses all day. Fantastic news for you guys as far as a coach goes. But me and the Big Dog were talking, which we will hear from him later today. Me and the Big Dog were talking about this, and there's some iffy stuff, man, around Pruitt's personal life from Florida State that could cause some trouble, especially if he ends up bringing in Hugh Freeze as offensive coordinator. So some interesting things there to talk about. We'll hit those first, and then I will bring Big Dog in around 3:25. Big Dog will be in at 3:25 to discuss the Tennessee head coaching hire. Also, Alabama fans, how do you feel? This is the third year in a row that before a playoff game, it's been announced that you're losing a coordinator. The offensive coordinator couldn't stick in there for both games. Lane was the guy gone, but Saban cut him and said, sorry, you're not coaching the national championship game. But Kirby Smart in 15 did coach both playoff games. So you have that going for you. Maybe Pruitt follows the same trend and you guys end up winning a national championship again. It's going to be tough, though. He's doing double duty. He'll be recruiting for Tennessee while turning around and coaching in the playoffs for Alabama. That's a lot. Because you know Saban's not going to give him any leeway. That he's going to demand quite a bit. And is it also great for the SEC? I mean, think about this. Think about it. How many Saban disciples are now head coaches in the SEC? Well, Pruitt, obviously. Kirby Smart, duh. Will Muschamp, South Carolina. Oh, that's right, Jimbo Fisher, A&M. I mean, it's just great to coach under Nick Saban and get an opportunity. And, I mean, sometimes it turns out successful for you. I mean, Will Muschamp didn't work out at Florida. He's doing okay at South Carolina, probably a good fit for him there. But he's been around the SEC since then. He was a defensive coordinator at Auburn for a year. Kirby Smart's doing fantastic. Jimbo Fisher went on to have a really good start at Florida State, won a championship with Jeremy Pruitt, came back to the SEC now. Is this the coaching surge that we needed in the SEC? I know that we credit a lot of the slide in the SEC to coaching. It used to be so deep. I mean, the West was could win a national championship. Could be the top, could have six of the top 10 in the country at one point. It was that good. And then we took a severe slide. We took a big turn. And we were really top-heavy. Hell, last year it was Alabama and nobody else. Nobody was very good last year other than Alabama. They were the sole reason that the SEC got just a little bit of credit. And the fact that they won the national championship kind of confirmed that as a whole, the SEC just wasn't that good last year in terms of some of the other conferences. The ACC took that title, which is okay. It's okay that for one year, the SEC wasn't the best conference in the country. I mean, this year you only have eight teams as opposed to 12 last year, I think, make bowl games. Only eight this year, but two of them are in the playoff. So they're getting there. It's not nearly as it's not a one team conference anymore. You got Auburn playing really well. You got Georgia playing really well. And then now look at all the other coaches coming over. It's fantastic. The West is trying to, or the East is trying to get a little better. Well, you got Kirby Smart right now, the class of that conference, and then Dan Mullen going back to Florida and taking his whole staff with him pretty much. It's going to get a lot of fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. And in the West is trying to get back to where it was too, because you got Alabama that's always going to be at the top, the cream of the crop with Saban there. You got Gus Malzahn just kind of resurged at Auburn. Don't know about LSU. They're a little bit of a wild card. I don't have total faith in Orgeron. I think we might have seen the best of what we can get from there. Let's see if he can get a quarterback and make the best out of that situation. Etling was not the guy. A&M now has Jimbo Fisher, a national championship coach. Think about all the Saban guys that are in the conference. So think of how many were part of national championship teams, either with or without him. Pruitt won two as a defensive back coach, I believe, in 11-12, and then went on to be a defensive coordinator for a national championship team at Florida State. Jimbo Fisher was the head coach of that national championship team at Florida State. Will Muschamp went on to coach some great defenses at Texas, I believe he was a part of the national championship staff at LSU. I can't remember. Not perfect. Not everybody knows everything. Let's see. But my point here, and Kirby Smart won four natties as a defensive coordinator, I believe. And then he's already got an SEC title on his own, and then we'll at least try to get into a national championship. So it's pretty impressive. The SEC, on paper, looks like it's taking a step in the right direction. Arkansas is getting an offensive boost with Chad Morris there, who's done great things on the offensive side of the football. Mississippi State's kind of a question mark. We'll see about Joe Moorhead and his staff. All right, 866-485-9867, 866-485-WUMP. That's how you get in to talk to me. You can call in Wolverine Dan. I got a bone to pick with you, my friend. If you're listening, you call. Look, I know you're listening. I know you're at least listening to some of this. You called this morning on Dale Jackson's show, but you can't call Tom's show when Tony Mack has the reins. I get you, buddy. I think you can talk to me before the show, but you can't talk to me during. I got you, Wolverine Dan. Wolverine Dan, love to hear from him. I'd love to talk to that guy. Gives the show a certain energy that it needs. But you can, at Tony Mack UMP, that's how you can get at me on Twitter. I need to tweet the lineup of the show. Been really busy this morning trying to get everything together for the show, also doing Dale stuff. So I've been prepping. I've been ready for this show because it's a packed show. We're stacked with guests, man, all the way up until the 5 o'clock hour pretty much. This open segment, we will share an open segment with Tom Abraham later in the show, you know, the actual host of this show. But at 2:25, coming up in the next segment, we got Brent Sobolewski of the Bleacher Report in the NFL. He's going to have a lot of stuff that we can react to. A lot of things coming out of Cleveland right now. Sashi Brown, the executive VP, is out. They're retaining Hugh, though. Hugh will stay as the head coach. Hugh Jackson. Want to see how Brent reacts. They're going to see how the big dog reacts to that. Obviously, a big Cleveland fan there. Scott Ramsey of the Music City Bowl will be in at 3 o'clock to talk to us. I mean, that's what you guys have been playing Beat the Big Dog and the FECTA and all that stuff for, right? To go to the Music City Bowl. And let me tell you something. Doing a lot of research for the Music City Bowl and a lot of research for the interview with Scott Ramsey, it might be in a treat. You might be in for a treat. Kentucky's been in this is, I think, their fifth time playing in the Music City Bowl. I don't want to give all the stuff away. They played some good games every time they've been there, and it's been, I think, their average crowd there is around 63,000 people when they go. It's pretty good. So we'll see how that pans out. We'll talk to Scott and get a lot of the tradition going on. 20th Music City Bowl this year. 20th anniversary of the Music City Bowl. So that will be a lot of fun. The first one, or maybe the first two, was played at Vanderbilt Stadium before they built what is now Nissan Stadium. So that's pretty cool there. And at 3:25, the big dog will be in. He told me all week long that if Tennessee fills that head coaching spot, we got to do a segment. So that's where we will squeeze him in. No Steve Merrill today. We will put the big dog in at 3:25. And he's going to react. He's got some interesting takes, too. Me and him talked about this hiring of Jeremy Pruitt. Not sure if the big dog likes it or if he's a little salty about it. We'll get that take at 3:25. You'll hear from the big dog. And then, no, you can't do a conference call with him. You can tweet him if you got any questions. We'll try to figure something out. But the easiest way, if you have any questions for him, would be at Tom Abraham Show, and he can answer at 3:25 when he comes on the air. We can set some questions aside there. And I will try to get open lines if you want to get in and talk to me. I know Thursday, I don't know what to say. It's a Thursday with no bowl games leading up. The only game this weekend is Army-Navy. And a Heisman ceremony that's going to get ran away with, most likely. I get it. I understand if you don't want to, if you just want to sit back and listen and not call in to react to anything. I got you. But that's when you can do it, 3:25. Top of the 4, Matt Scalise of AL.com will be in. We can talk some Auburn. We can talk some Alabama. So if you want to hear what Matt Scalise's got to say, tune in at 4 o'clock. We're going to discuss more of the playoff matchup for Alabama, Auburn, playing UCF, obviously a lose-lose situation for Auburn in that game. We'll talk to Matt Scalise about that. And at 4:25, Anthony Herron of the Pac-12 Network. And it's really imperative that I get him in on the show this week. I mean, not only is he a really smart guy, but just think about all the things going on in the Pac-12. I know it's not the SEC, and they're not in the playoffs this year, but there's a lot of impactful stuff going on in the Pac-12. You've got Chip Kelly there now, but you've had, since we've talked to him last year, we've had Herm Edwards be officially announced as the head coach at Arizona State. Willie Taggart's gone at Oregon, and they're trying to fill that spot with a bunch of candidates. You've got either Jim Leavitt, their defensive coordinator, Mario Cristobal, their offensive coordinator, both potentially going up for that job. Heck, Kevin Sumlin could potentially get in there. And my dark horse candidate, I don't think anybody's talking about him getting there, but I'd like to see Lane Kiffin go and take an Oregon offense to the next level. That would be pretty cool. But we'll get his thoughts on that. Also, Pac-12 Players of the Year have been announced, the first team. Get his thoughts on Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, some Pac-12 bowl games. You got to have him in here, man. And then at the top of the 5, we'll get the lines open again. We'll do our rewind and everything. I'll tell you what we got going on for Friday and Monday as the big dog will spend his last 2 weekdays on the beach. Well, Friday, I'm assuming tomorrow's his last weekday. I am guessing Monday will be drive time. Monday will be drive home. So what do you think? I'm at Tony Mac UMP. I got to know what you think about the Tennessee hire. Jeremy Pruitt is your guy. I like it. I think coaching-wise, if you listen to anybody that's been around football talk, they love it. They love this hire. Because the two things that Philip Fulmer was looking for in the first place was someone who could come in with a strong, tough defensive mindset, which, go look at Pruitt's track record, that's what he has. And look at all the athletes he's been able to coach, too. That's not all because of Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban's presence. No, that's because he's a great recruiter. So coaching, from a coaching perspective, he's about as good as Tennessee could have gotten, especially with their antics. So congratulations, Tennessee. I mean, you acted like fools for a little bit, the fans included. And then it's basically Tennessee evicted. They evicted their other two tenants, would be Curry and Butch. They evicted those guys, and they hope that the new roommates coming in, or the new guy they leased the apartment to, they leased Tennessee to, was Philip Fulmer. He brings his roommate, Jeremy Pruitt, and they say, okay, guys, we didn't clean the place up. This is exactly how it was left when we evicted these guys. Y'all clean it up. And they expect them to clean it up and make it look better than the place ever did the entire time that the other guys lived there. That's basically what this is. So if it turns out to be Tennessee competing for the East in just a year or two, that would be incredible, because look at the shape this place was left in. I mean, after the announcement, there was a recruit that left, that decommitted from Tennessee. And does this create animosity between Tennessee and Alabama fans? Does this stew that rivalry up a little more? Because think about it. Not only is your defensive coordinator, a guy who played at Alabama, going to Tennessee to take over the head coaching job before the playoffs, even though he promises to coach you guys through the playoffs, he's leaving you for a rival to get his opportunity as a head coach. But also, think about who's backing commanded as the athletic director. It's Philip Fulmer, the guy who ratted Alabama out back in the day. The snitch. So if Tennessee can, I know Alabama, that one way or the other, whether Tennessee's competitive or not, Alabama's going to come at them full force and carry a grudge, I'm sure. But it would make it much better if that grudge was carried while Tennessee was playing well. So I would love to see that. And I told you guys the news out of Cleveland. Sashi Brown, the executive vice president of football operations, he's out the door. But Hugh Jackson will remain the head coach. 1-27 in the last 2 years for Sashi as the VP. They're winless right now. Would you have gone with both, firing both guys? They didn't just say they're not going to fire Hugh for now. They're saying he's coming back for the 2018 season. So I guess it's kind of bittersweet news there. And boy, are we in a bad time with this one. We are just in an awful situation all around. Think about all the prominent figures you have in either politics, in entertainment, as far as, you know, movies and TV stars go, and even in entertainment on the sports side. We just had the news break of Warren Moon yesterday. You've had all these actors like Kevin Spacey and comedians like Louis C.K. Come out with allegations, and some of them been proven, and even close to home, Judge Roy Moore running for Senate. His sexual misconduct and all that stuff and allegations thrown his way. Warren Moon yesterday, as I mentioned. We are in a horrible time, and nothing caps that off even worse than Larry Nassar. He was the Team USA's doctor, the gymnastics doctor. And his sentence finally came down. He received a maximum of 60 years by a federal judge, which is absolutely what he deserves. I mean, this guy... I understand some people going towards Roy Moore the way they are. If you believe that he did what he's alleged of doing, then you don't vote for the guy. But he's alleged of being a pedophile, a pervert, of going after younger women, 14-year-olds, when he was in his 30s. But that pales in comparison. I'm not defending him either way when I say pales in comparison. But that pales in comparison, if that's true, to what Larry Nassar did. He's sentenced to 60 years on child pornography charges, sexually assaulting the U.S. gymnastics women. And these are really, really young girls. FBI agents found more than 37,000 illegal pornographic images on an external hard drive, a hard drive he threw out back in the fall of last year when he knew he was about to get investigated. And it wasn't just I've got to be very calm when I step around this, because I don't want to get into all the nasty details. because it's disturbing, but the images of these girls weren't just images of young kids. They include like molestation and rape, and yeah, it's disturbing stuff. This guy is a sick man. This is a terrible world that we are living in right now, because more and more of this stuff's coming out, and it's coming out because it's just happening. This has been going on for a while, and it's reached its peak with everybody on all facets: politics, sports, entertainment. It's coming out of everywhere. We've allowed people with power to go on far too long to do things that everybody knows that aren't right. And that goes for absolutely every aspect: politicians, sports figures. It's all about the entertainment. It's all about the power that they perceive that they have. They think they're entitled to stuff like this. I can have any girl I want. I've had any girl talking as a sports or politician, powerful figure, not me particularly, but they have that sense of entitlement to where I've gotten every girl I've wanted up to this point, so you telling me no, I know that's not true, so I'm going to keep on until you give in, or until I get what I want. And that's what we've seen for a long, long time, and it's got to stop. Sure, there are instances where females or anybody who claims to have been abused are using people that have actually been abused to their advantage and lying about it, which hurts the people who have been taken advantage of. It discredits them automatically. It makes you question them. So my solution to you guys is be wary of anybody. Be suspicious of everyone if you're a woman, if you're a parent. Be protective. Don't wait until it actually happens to come out about it. And I'm not saying it's your fault if you weren't aware or suspicious and it happened to you. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is be proactive and try to catch this stuff beforehand. It's okay. It is absolutely okay to be a little paranoid with the times we're living in right now. It absolutely is. And this Larry Nassar guy deserves to rot and ruin the rest of his life in prison. He absolutely does. And there are plenty of other people that are like him that deserve the exact same thing. Sorry to have to end this segment on that kind of a bad note, but it's one of the headlines that's popping up today. 60 years for Larry Nassar, absolutely deserves it. My goodness. All right, we're going to get a quick break. When we come back, I will have Brent Sobolewski of the Bleacher Report to discuss some of this Cleveland stuff, the Thursday night matchup tonight, and some of the NFL hopefuls going into the draft. Coming up next on the Tom Abraham Show, the Tony Mac the Thursday Tony Mac edition, still going with Tony Mac today, right here on Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Ump.
730 and 103.9 The Ump. More sports.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by SunSouth John Deere, the preferred tractor equipment for Alabama athletics. Visit sunsouth.com or any of their 21 locations across the Southeast. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. A hard-fought 68-64 victory for Coach Avery Johnson's Alabama men's basketball team last night. The Tide able to knock off the Rams of the University of Rhode Island, dropping them to 5-3 on the year, and in the process, improving Alabama's record to 7-2. The Crimson Tide would get five players in double figures offensively. Dante Hall had 13. Bam would also get 11 from Colin Sexton. Dazon Ingram had 10. 12 each from John Petty and Daniel Giddens. And Avery Johnson Jr., along with Herbert Jones, would have 4 points each as well. But on the glass, the 14 from Dante Hall, the 14 boards from Dazon Ingram, helped Alabama to out-rebound the opponent 50-31. I'll have more in a moment.
Cooler weather is here in SunSouth. John Deere has the equipment to get your outside projects going. With 21 locations across Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia, SunSouth offers something for everyone, from John Deere Gators, riding lawnmowers, to compact tractors. Act now to get a John Deere 1023E subcompact tractor for as low as $99 a month, or a 4044M compact tractor as low as $199 a month. Visit SunSouth, the preferred tractor of the Crimson Tide, or shop online at sunsouth.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2018, subject to approved installment credit from John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Next up for Avery Johnson's squad is a trip to Tucson, as Alabama will face the Arizona Wildcats on Saturday night. It'll be a late tip time. 9 o'clock Central is when things will get started. We'll have radio coverage on the network Saturday night, beginning at 8 o'clock Central. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by SunSouth. John Deere is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Tennessee Valley Fences Winter Sale is going on right now. Special pricing on all your fencing needs. All aluminum fences are 10% off, and you can get 18 months with zero interest with approved credit. If you've been putting it off, now is the time to get the fence of your dreams at Tennessee Valley Fence. Tennessee Valley Fence, 256-883-0404. 883-0404. Online at TennesseeValleyFence.com. For all your fencing needs, Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Progress Bank wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Expect uncomplicated banking and local expertise from smart bankers and good listeners. Visit us at myprogressbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you or a loved one been injured in a car crash and need some cash? I'm Cliff Hill, attorney. When you call me at 534-4502, you're going to meet with me. That's right. And together with my partner, Brent Jordan, we will develop a winning strategy that will keep you out of the courtroom and headed to the bank to cash your check. So call me at 534-4502 or visit us online at hillandjordan.com, and let's get to work right away. That's Cliff Hill at Hill and Jordan, 534-4502.
You've been saving for a big man cave. Good luck with that, Dave. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey guys, this is Scott Howell for iProtect Insurance and Financial Services. Give us a call today for all your insurance needs at 256-444-2041 or visit us online at theinsuranceguyonline.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side.
One of the things about the humidor is it's probably got the greatest variety of any tobacco shop in Huntsville.
I come down here because the variety of accessibility of the different types of cigars that they have.
Great selection of cigars, and they have the best selection of cigars around at a good price.
Buy it, smoke it here, hang out with the guys.
Great pipe selection, great tobacco selection. They do a great job of taking care of the customer, and that's what counts.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest. Now open Sundays, noon to 6.
The 8-4 Tennessee Titans head out west to the Valley of the Sun, University of Phoenix Stadium, to play the Arizona Cardinals. The award-winning Titans countdown is on the air at 2 Central. Then the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis call the action of Titans and Cardinals with a 3:05 Central kickoff. It's the Titans and the Cardinals this Sunday on this Titans radio station.
On your new home for the Titans, Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Sponsored by Sprint. Just in time for the holidays, get a great deal on a Samsung device. Hurry into a Sprint store. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit Sprint.com/deals. Works for me. Restrictions apply.
Occasionally cloudy this afternoon, the high in the upper 40s at 49. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with the low at 26. For tomorrow, a new surge of cold air drops in from the north, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, the high 41. And for Saturday, partially sunny with a high at 49. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
No time to get on the phone? Tweet the big dog at Tom Abraham Show. Here's Tom Abraham.
Well, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling off on 95.
Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show, the Tony Mac edition, the week of Tony Mac, I guess you can call it. I've called it the Tony Mac edition the last couple days. Been doing this since Tuesday. Well, since Tuesday, Tennessee didn't have a head coach. They filled that now. I mean, I think Arkansas was still looking at that time. Willie Taggart, I think, was still at Oregon. Sashi Brown was still in Cleveland. John Ross was still hiding an injury from Marvin Lewis. There's a lot that's happened in every aspect of sports, and to cover the NFL part that we have yet to really touch on that much other than the Pittsburgh ordeal with Cincinnati the other day. Here to help us with that is Brent Sobolewski of Bleacher Report NFL. Brent, welcome in, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and should we just dub this the week of Jimmy Haslam?
I think that is a very way, very good way to put that.
With all the Tennessee uproar and then Cleveland a few days later, it's rather amazing the far reaching that the Haslam family has, not only in professional football with everyone discussing their decisions, but with collegiate at the collegiate level as well. So, and quite frankly, neither one has gone very well.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like he falls directly under that saying, it whether it's good or bad, publicity is publicity, right?
You know what? That's actually a great way of putting it, because quite frankly, I'm trying to figure out what the worst problem he has this year, whether it's Tennessee football and potentially being ousted in favor of Philip Fulmer, or Cleveland Browns with another regime change, or there just happens to be some personal issues still on the table tied to the FBI and the pilot CEO scandal. So right now, the Haslam family, it just has not been a good few weeks for them, and especially when it comes to football.
Yeah, and we've beaten that Tennessee thing with a dead horse all week. So let's talk about the NFL aspect of Haslam here. Sashi Brown, the executive VP, is out in Cleveland, and Hugh Jackson will remain the head coach. Brown was 1-27 in his tenure and is infamous for trading away picks that led to guys like Watson. I mean, where does Cleveland go from here? Is there a good way to go from here?
Well, no, I mean, quite frankly, there's not, because this will be your fifth general manager and potentially your fifth head coach since you took over the organization in 2012. Just keep that in mind, okay, first and foremost.
Yikes.
Second of all, you made a decision when there was a power struggle within the organization, and I would easily argue that it was the incorrect decision. And when Hugh Jackson went in front of local media today, it looked like a battered boxer trying to evade every type of punch thrown his way. And the fact that he came out and stated, and I quote, "This has been a leaky place for years. Hopefully some of that will go away over time," in accordance with somebody asking about sources between the power struggle between himself and his coaching staff in the front office, I just laughed. I simply laughed, because we know where those leaks were coming from, and it was from the coaching staff. So this is an issue that extends beyond Sashi Brown and extends beyond Hugh Jackson, extends beyond even their relationship and what they're trying to accomplish. And it starts at the very top with Jimmy Haslam and his inability to see anything through, and furthermore, organizational structure that is set up for failure. And until you get beyond those two points, I do not see how the Cleveland Browns can be successful in any form or fashion.
Well, talk about what the next guy can potentially, if he's somewhat, you know, responsible, can inherit with Cleveland. I believe they're a good bit under the salary cap, and they don't they have a lot of picks coming up? And will that even matter under the Haslam regime?
Well, let's look at it this way. If we stepped back and looked at it from a distance, take Jimmy Haslam out of the equation. We understand how that's an issue with ownership and how it's put a black eye on the organization as a whole. But from a distant point of view, there is a lot of positives in Cleveland. It's the youngest team in the NFL. You have some legitimate building blocks and guys like Myles Garrett, Joe Thomas, once he's still healthy, still a very good left tackle. Multiple young players coming into the prime of their careers who are all within 21 to 23 years old. Second of all, you have over $110 million, or close to $110 million to spend in salary cap space going into next year's free agency. And then third, you have five picks in the top 64, including the number one overall pick at the moment. So there is so many assets and so many things to like about this position. It just comes down to how comfortable you are moving forward working for Jimmy Haslam. And what this, again, harkens me back to organizational structure. The names we're already hearing that to come in were our football experience guys who have been in the front office, whether it be John Dorsey, the former general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, or Scott McLuhan, the former general manager of the Washington Redskins. These are guys who are known as good talent evaluators that can bring even more ability. So, but it kind of do they have the ultimate power within the organization, or is it going to be where Jackson's voice overrides the front office? And that's the question mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And answer me this. You were talking about all the picks that they potentially have, and we know they're infamous for picking quarterbacks. And try to ease my mind with this answer. I hope you answer one specific way, but I want you to be honest, but it needs to be a no. Baker Mayfield won't be the quarterback at Cleveland next year, will he?
No.
Thank
and
God.
The reason I state that is I'm working under the assumption that Hugh Jackson's still going to be the head coach. And if he does so, Mayfield does not fit his requirements for the position. So I have no doubt in my mind, and I just stated this on social media a few minutes before we came on air, that the number one overall pick will be Josh Rosen if he declares and Hugh Jackson is still the head coach.
Well, I've made it a point all week long since someone pointed it out on Twitter that with Tom gone, it would be to put it into better terms, you put it in a vulgar way, that it'll be the Baker Mayfield show with me. So I've made it to a point to bring up Baker Mayfield in some capacity all week long, and I did it in the opening statement. I went with the whole 1990, referencing 1998, and something great since 1998 has happened today, and that people were thinking it was, you know, Tennessee hiring a new head coach. 1998 was the last time they won a national championship, but 1998 was also when the AP Player of the Year award was created, and Baker Mayfield just won that today, being the fourth Oklahoma player. So I've been having a lot of fun with that, and I wanted to bring him up again just in case those guys weren't listening. But let's talk about some stuff happening on the field. The matchup tonight, the Saints and the Falcons. Matt Ryan has an incredible resume as far as stats are involved against the Saints. Maybe not win-loss record, but this is a different Saints defense, which is scary because it's also a different Saints offense that has a running game to complement future Hall of Famer Drew Brees. So talk a little bit about that. And that division, I mean, is that the most competitive division in football right now?
Well, the thing that's amazing about it is you stated it. This is a team that is built around the defense. And furthermore, it's no longer a pass-happy offense. And those are the two things we always discuss going into the postseason. What travels? Good defense and a strong running attack. And that's exactly what the Saints present right now. And that's why they're sitting atop the NFC South. And I think they'll continue to do so as they even face a good challenge tonight with the Atlanta Falcons. I look at them. First of all, we don't know yet if Marshawn Lattimore is going to play in tonight's contest. That's going to be a big deal because he's literally been a top cornerback from day one since he was the 11th overall pick in this year's draft. If he steps in, it becomes an even more formidable defensive front or defense overall with the Saints being able to match up against Julio Jones. And then they're also benefiting from the fact that, first of all, Alvin Kamara has been unreal.
Unbelievable.
And he's been the offensive rookie of the year right now. And but you have that 1-2 punch. And when you have that with Ingram and Kamara, you can control the clock. You don't have to have the quick strike offense at all times. It's still there. You're still capable of doing so because you have Drew Brees, but you can now manage your offense and show better balance overall. That also helps the defense because you're on the field a little bit longer. You're longer sustained drives instead of just a big play. So I look at them as being one of, if not the most complete team in the NFL right now, especially if they get healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at that, we were talking about their division, but if you look at the NFC as a whole, it looks like a dogfight's going to have to happen to come out of some of these divisions. Compare the NFC and the AFC, and which is better, which is the better conference, and where does the best team reside? You did just kind of allude to New Orleans, but although the AFC might be kind of boring, you still got Pittsburgh and New England over there.
You know what's interesting so much about the AFC? I think you have better depth right now in the NFC, but what really is interesting about the AFC is we don't know exactly what to expect of the top teams. We have certain expectations of the New England Patriots, and yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers have that tradition that we've grown accustomed to, but you know, when it comes down to it, especially Pittsburgh, they've played down to their competition. They haven't played any really stud opponents yet this year. It comes down to week 15 when they play each other, and we'll kind of discover who's going to emerge from that game as the top contender in the AFC. Whereas in the NFC, I see far more depth, whether it be the Philadelphia Eagles, the Minnesota Vikings, the New Orleans Saints, and then even the second tier, if you're looking at the Carolina Panthers, maybe the Atlanta Falcons, they're going to run. The Los Angeles Rams may be the funnest team to watch in the NFL. So I think the AFC is far more wide open, and we're waiting onto that Week 15 contest to see when or the outcome of the Patriots and Steelers to really figure out who they, those two teams are. Whereas in the NFC, there's a plenty of talented teams that are really battling to get into the postseason.
Absolutely. And you said that Pittsburgh has been playing down to their competition this season. I wish they would have done that against my Titans this year on a Thursday night, because they kicked the crap out of Mariota and those guys. So that would have been nice to see. But one of the better stories that has really just continued to grow all year, we had Kareem Hunt kind of fizzle away. But Case Keenum and the Vikings as a whole, does what Case Keenum, what he's done so far this season, does that have staying power? Is this a Nick Foles situation where maybe we're getting duped by a good season, or can he maintain this level of success?
Well, let me give you a pro wrestling reference to what is happening for Case Keenum right now. Okay, you ready?
Let's go.
Money, 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 money. That's exactly what's happening right now for Case Keenum, because he's working himself into a franchise quarterback type of contract. And I'm not saying he's going to be a $100 million guy or anything along those lines, but as Ted DiBiase, he's going to be definitely a high $1 million man when it's all said and done, because what he's doing is showing that even though there's limitations within his game, he is efficient enough within that offense to make plays, to create, and to extend drives consistently for the Minnesota Vikings, and that's an element they lacked. I mean, look at it last year. Look at the Minnesota Vikings last season. Sam Bradford set an NFL record with a completion percentage over 71% for the entire year, and they were nowhere near this good offensively. And a lot of the reasons is when you look at Keenum, it's not simply how his ball placement and accuracy work as an extension of the running game within Pat Shurmur's offense, but he's able to evade in the pocket. He's able to move, to extend plays, and to create. And this is the signs of a quarterback who can help lead an offense, not just into the postseason, but potentially even further. And the fact that he's a free agent after this year, as is Teddy Bridgewater, as is Sam Bradford, makes it a huge decision for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
And as I stated, and as I joked, when it comes down to it, he's made himself a lot of moolah going into that free agency, because someone's going to be willing to pay him in, at least in the Mike Glennon range when it comes to become their starter after this season.
Brent Sobolewski, Bleacher Report NFL with us. Now, yeah, if you're a guy that works for the Vikings and someone asks you about this, what you tell them if you're a guy of the Vikings, you're like, yeah, when Teddy Bridgewater went down with his injury and we brought Sam Bradford, we went and acquired Sam Bradford, we knew unequivocally that Case Keenum was going to be this good and he was going to be our guy going forward. I mean, you got there's no way you can hide behind it. This has been a pleasant surprise for the Vikings, to say the least. And it's great because they had such a good defense last year, and then this year that defense is transitioning into an even better defense, and now the offense is getting better with Keenum. So, I mean, the Vikings, another one of those NFC teams you're talking about, that's really good and adds to the depth of that league. But let's talk about adding depth to that league, adding some of these guys from the college level into the pros. And much to my pleasure, I know you've been really high on Mayfield being successful as a pro quarterback, but I saw on Twitter yesterday, it could have been this morning, I don't know, these days are running together, I've been working so much, but it seems like Lamar Jackson may be growing on you as well. Can he be an NFL quarterback?
Let's put it this way. He's not growing on me. I simply believe that he's a legitimate talent, and that alone seems to be going against the grain when it comes down to how he's viewed as an NFL prospect. How many times have you heard over the last few months he's going to be great in the NFL as a wide receiver? Well, why would you consider him a wide receiver considering all the success he's had at the collegiate level? Now, I will say that stating, knowing full well, he has to continue to develop as a passer, but he's close to 60% this year. You can see him make NFL-caliber throws. His consistency continues to improve, and he's 20 years old, going on 21. When you look at his raw natural ability factored in with that improving passing ability, and there's certain simple areas that can be improved upon to make him a better passer. If you watch him closely, he has a very – He works with a very slight base, and by that I mean when he throws the football, you often see his feet very close together, and that leads to inaccuracy. Simple fix, something through repetition, something through good coaching that can be changed. Now, because of his high upside from a physical and athletic standpoint, I could see him in the conversation with these other first-round quarterbacks, and I would put him there based on that potential as much or more so as Josh Allen from Wyoming. Maybe he's not as polished as a Mayfield or Rosen, but Sam Darnold's status is being based almost is being predicated on his long-term potential. So I think you're making that same argument, and he deserves more credit for what he's accomplished at the NFL or excuse me at the collegiate level, where he quite frankly has dominated.
Yeah, I can agree with that, and especially agree with you on him improving as a passer. If you watched him last year compared to this year, he is improving there. And now we're running out of time, so we're not going to get to talk about the really interesting and entertaining article you wrote about the coaching carousel coming up, because I have a more important question I want to ask you. And I should have started asking the guests this yesterday, but I'm going to start asking them today. Die Hard, Christmas movie, yes or no?
Yes, although I'm not a huge fan. I state that simply because when it comes to Christmas movies, my all-time favorite is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I've already watched it 3 times, and it's like December 7th. But
I'll have to say this. Can I say this real quick?
Go ahead.
I haven't got quite into the Christmas mood yet, but I wanted to point out the fact that my all-time favorite movie reached its 20-year anniversary this year, earlier this week, in Good Will Hunting. So I'm starting to feel a little bit old.
Yeah,
when it comes to my favorite place,
starting to set in that maybe you won't be that starting NFL guy now. You know what I mean? You might not make it out there like you thought. I get you. Now, number one, I'm absolutely with you on Die Hard being a Christmas movie. Number two, you're a monster for not liking it that much. it's an incredible movie. It's basically the same premise as The Grinch, if you think about it. It has the same premise as The Grinch. I mean, you've got The Grinch, someone who's different, just like Alan Rickman as the villain in Die Hard. Coming, he's a foreigner, if you will, coming in, trying to ruin everybody's Christmas. You know what I mean? And then you've got, he's trying to basically steal everybody's wealth and everybody's valuables, just like Alan Rickman is doing in Die Hard. But the one thing that The Grinch, and the important thing that The Grinch is lacking, is Bruce Willis. So.
Touche. You know what? I saw a great meme on the internet. I mean, that's what the internet's for, to get,
of course,
provide us with endless entertainment. But it basically stated the Grinch never hated Christmas. He just hates people, and most can understand that.
And that's why we relate to the Grinch. But and finally, I think the greatest holiday, the greatest Christmas movie, the greatest Thanksgiving movie, the greatest 4th of July movie, the greatest Pearl Harbor Day movie, the greatest holiday movie that gets played on every single holiday is Harry Potter, right? I mean, that seems to be a holiday movie for every single holiday.
Well, see, I'm a Star Wars guy, so I'll watch Star Wars all day long.
December 15th, I'm going to be there. So don't you worry about that. All right, that's Brent Soboleski of Bleacher Report NFL. I appreciate you so much, man. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too, man. Good conversation. That's a conversation for another day. Now, you guys, Die Hard, that's something to think about during the break real quick. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. You don't have to think about it. If you disagree, tell me why you're wrong on Twitter, at Tony Mack, UMP. Right here on Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Ump. We'll be right back with more Tom Abraham Show.
Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump, WUMP. I'm playing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Wendy's Quarter Pound Double Stack, back for a limited time in the 4-for-4. I talked about Mike Mitchell's reaction to the NFL's discipline policy yesterday and the tweets that he dropped. Honestly, I thought that was going to be it, but I was wrong. When the media met with him at his locker, you could tell there was something he wanted to get off his chest.
This is football. If you want to see flag football, then let's take our pads off. That would make it easier for me. Now I don't got to wear heavy shit. But give us flags for me to pull off, because that way I know what we're playing.
And there was a lot more where that came from. He covers a lot of ground, and he does it because there is a lot of ground to cover, and because he's passionate, because he's old school, and because he's frustrated and sick of all the confusion regarding the rules. I get that. At the same time, the game is faster. The game is more dangerous than ever before, and Monday night was ugly, and not in a good way. I'm Jim Rome.
Wendy's Double Stack is back in the 4-for-4 with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef, which means you can get the Double Stack, the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or the Crispy Chicken BLT, along with 4 nuggets, small fries, and a small drink, all for just $4. And it's only around for a limited time, so you better hurry and get to Wendy's today.
That's a deal so good, it can't be beat. No, I said beat, not beep.
Sorry, man.
Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Canada.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work. A broken alarm. Creepy parking spots. Duralast. Proven tough and only at AutoZone. And right now, buy any Duralast Gold or Platinum battery and receive a $25 Fandango gift card by mail. Limit one. Get in the zone.
Back in the spring, the guys who brought you Zanies in Nashville and other great comedy clubs around the South opened up Stand Up Live Comedy Club in Huntsville on the South Parkway near Governors, bringing big-time acts to the Valley. Now, did you know that you can have your holiday office party at Stand Up Live Comedy Club? That's right, from small parties of 10 or so to buying out the entire club for big business. How cool would it be to have your event at Stand Up Live Comedy Club? Lunch or dinner parties. There are packages that include food and the entertainment. This is the time to start making your plans for the coolest, most memorable party in town. Now is the time to contact the club at 261-3374. That's 261-3374. Or visit huntsville.standuplive.com for more information. Go to the website, just click on the link. It's great food, it's great laughs, and it's a great party. Break from the mundane. Set up your event at Stand Up Live Comedy Club now. Dates will go fast.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's Thursday Night Football. The New Orleans Saints will look to maintain the lead in the NFC South as they go on the road to take on the Falcons in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. all right here on The Ump.
Back in the spring, the guys who brought you Zanies in Nashville and other great comedy clubs around the South opened up Stand Up Live Comedy Club in Huntsville on the South Parkway near Governors, bringing big-time acts to the Valley. Now, did you know that you can have your holiday office party at Stand Up Live Comedy Club? That's right, from small parties of 10 or so to buying out the entire club for big business. How cool would it be to have your event at Stand Up Live Comedy Club? Lunch or dinner parties. There are packages that include food and the entertainment. This is the time to start making your plans for the coolest, most memorable party in town. Now is the time to contact the club at 261-3374. That's 261-3374. Or visit huntsville.standuplive.com for more information. Go to the website, just click on the link. It's great food, it's great laughs, and it's a great party. Break from the mundane. Set up your event at Stand Up Live Comedy Club now. Dates will go fast.
At Amazon, we've got millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday. For kids of all ages, from the classics to new ideas to the must-have hits. So, whether you're buying for creative kids, competitive kids, or, well, grown-up kids, visit Amazon for all the toys and games you need and give a little love this holiday. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25, only at Amazon.
Give a little bit of my love to you.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's Thursday Night Football. The New Orleans Saints will look to maintain the lead in the NFC South as they go on the road to take on the Falcons in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. all right here on The Ump.
Wipe your paws. It's time to enter the doghouse.
Welcome back. Tom Abraham Show. That's right. I'm still here. Tony Mack is still handling the controls, handling the talking, the guests. We just had Brent Sobolewski, and I haven't heard from you guys yet on Twitter, but I'm curious to see how you guys feel about this. I'm not going to put up another poll because I put one up a while ago. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? It's very important to know if I like you or not. And to like you, you have to know that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. If you disagree, go on Twitter, at TonyMacUMP, and tell me why you're wrong. Tell me why you believe it is not a Christmas movie, and just go ahead and accept the fact that you are wrong. Now, we need to pray for Jaron Jasper and the Jasper family. Navy offensive coordinator Irvin Jasper's son, Jaron Jasper, is in the hospital, and Irvin Jasper missing practice this week for the Army-Navy game. Because of that, so we hope everything is okay. I'm not sure what is going on. I don't know more than that he's in the hospital, but be there for him. Jeremy Pruitt has had discussions, according to Football Scoop, about bringing Colorado State cornerbacks coach Terry Fair back to Tennessee. Nothing's done at this point. But, I mean, if you got Terry Fair was an all-SEC player for the Vols. All-SEC. He was with Tennessee in 2013-2014, apparently as a quality control assistant, so you got that. And one time hosted a sports talk show in Knoxville. So that would be that. What do you guys think? Would that be a home run hire, bringing the local guys around? I know that's been very important to Tennessee fans for this head coaching search. So Jeremy Pruitt already hitting the ground running, trying to get things moving there. So that's going to do it for the first hour of the Tom Abraham Show. When we come back, Scott Ramsey of the Music City Bowl will be in to discuss their match, Kentucky Northwestern, and the tradition of the Music City Bowl. And the Big Dog will join us after that. That's coming up on the next hour, hour number two in the Doghouse of the Tom Abraham Show, 730-1039 VM. Stay tuned.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039, The Ump, WUMP.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly, a KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store. For Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store for details.
Hey guys, this is Scott Howell with Nationwide Commercial Insurance. Did you know that Nationwide is one of the fastest growing business insurance companies in Alabama? Call us today for a free quote for all of your business insurance needs at 444-2041. That's 444-2041, or find us on the web at theinsuranceguyonline.com. This is Scott Howell for Nationwide Commercial Insurance. Nationwide is on your side.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members or their families, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to keep them secure for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Join us at findwwp.org.
The holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Now through Saturday, save up to 50% off throughout the store. Plus, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Pick up select Star Wars tees for boys, juniors, and guys from $7.99 to $12.99. 50% off the Falcon 2 Pro Quadcopter drone with camera at just $39.99. Or LEGO City and LEGO Friends, $34.99. Hurry in, end Saturday. JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/6 to 12/9. Credit offer subject to credit approval. LEGO Electronics and some other exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
The Cube Show.
That Sky Underwood tweets, "My Bumble matches are full of offensive linemen. Gonna need Atco Cubic to break down some of their film." What is that? Volkswagen Transformers?
Oh, it's where you can date Volkswagen Transformers, yeah.
He's got female offensive linemen coming at him.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how it works, Cole. Come on, let's get you on Grinder.
They're trying to double team him. Double Team Tuesday.
I'm telling you, that guy's no stranger to Double Team Tuesday. It's what it sounds like.
I'm speaking offensive line jargon here.
Me too. Right in the A-gap.
Weekdays 6 to 10.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
It only takes a
a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first...
Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The UMP. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus station. Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What the... What, who's there? What's...